All right, so the next stuff we are going to talk about is Stranger Things. Me and Fias and a bunch of our friends have, like most people, fans of the series. So Stranger Things was released about
Wait, before that, can you hear my background music?
yeah, a little bit.
Stranger Things.
Lol.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, back to it.
I
Just gotta give the feel to it, you know what I mean?
don't know whether it's gonna get copyrighted, but we will try. Yeah, so Stranger Things was released about early July, like this month, right? So
Yep.
ranging from about eight episodes. So what me and Fias is gonna try to do is that we're gonna try cover episodically. Each episode at a time, because there's a lot of stuff which is awesome about season three. Honestly, I love season three more than season two, because season two was kind of trying to experiment its way. I think it's trying to expand itself in its like story wise and all that, but I didn't like really felt it felt a little bit draggy. So but season three is back to its so-called its roots, more or less.
It, because season one was very impactful. So when it came to season two, you can see that they are trying to find a direction to set for the I mean the tone of the series and all. I mean, because season two, oh shit, I can't really remember what happened season two.
I can't like I wasn't too in The wasn't into the part where they wanna explore, Eleven being the emo, like
Oh
her
yeah, the
balance
one that
power,
she went to find her god sister
all the
and
siblings and all that. So,
I think season two they wanted to do character development,
yeah,
but
wasn't working too well, yeah.
it, for me, yeah, it wasn't working too well. It was enjoyable, but it wasn't working too well. Then came season three, well, shit,
Yeah.
which is the most intense one of all three seasons for me.
Season three, I wouldn't say there's no expansion on it, but that is, but I did felt that it was done in a proper setting, and it was quite ambitious because they are involving another country into the series.
Yeah, Russia.
So anyway, like always, like before we go through this, see, Stranger Things has season three has been out for has been out for quite a while. So we will still say this is gonna be a spoiler filled episode of the podcast for us covering episode one of season three.
We ain't spoiler bitches, so we are not
Sunbei. But anyway, so right off the bat, season one tries to follow up what has gone before in so called the stuff they left off in season two. And one of them is like the relationship between Billy and Mrs. Wheeler. But right off the bat, they in the episode itself, they kind of like ended there, because it's not gonna happen. So, oh man, Billy.
What a character, Billy.
Yeah, man. I in
What's
season two,
that?
I wanted to hate him so much, you know,
Yeah,
because
I
he
wanted
yeah,
to.
and they did it really well for a character that you would like want to hate for being a complete douche. And wow, his character development, the development in this season three has been awesome.
It's probably it's I think he's the prominent one in the season for me. I really feel.
And like what, the kids are all grown up, man. How time flies.
And Millie Bobby, very nice.
She's like, wait, all of them are like in their 14, 15, right? Like around there, they kind of look like that.
Millie Bobby, she is 15.
Oh, they grow so fast. Like season one. Season one, Bota. Season one, Bota.
Season two, Pangro.
But then after that, now like are they growing up? Then like trying to come into terms with their puberty.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah. So much kissing scenes here, this one.
Yeah, that one I was like, what do I feel about this? I don't know. So, yeah. Yeah, but and I mean they
are all of them the same age? I don't think so, right?
I'm not sure.
I don't think all of them are the same age.
There was the ongoing meme before this, like I think it was back in around season one or so, like was it season two? Like I think Millie Bobby Brown was into Finn Wolfhard, into Mike.
Mm-hmm.
In real life, but I think Mike didn't lion her so much. So mm-hmm. And in season three, the kissing scene, I think, kind of like made up for all that. So which was kind of funny to me.
Was she into the guy?
I don't know, real or not. But I know there was a lot of pictures, and then I think it was on Reddit or something where there's a lot of pictures where they compare side by side every time. You know when somebody likes you, like a girl likes you or a guy likes you, they like pay attention, and then the way they look at a person, she was doing that to him. And I don't know, for some reason, I don't know where the hell all these Reddit people got the photos of, which is kind of like funny to me. And and like he did not lion her lah. So I mean then again they're like kids so
I mean, yeah, he's only like what, 16 only?
Yeah, what else can you like expect from kids, right? Yeah. So then came season three. I was like, first episode already got a lot of kissing. I was like, ah, okay. I get it. Then much to Hopper's annoyance. I mean, in the first two seasons, we never really see him trying to be a father figure. He was like more of a protector, like kind of a figure in the first two seasons. But in season three, he's like the father figure to 11.
Yeah, he is.
And like even inside the room, like what, 3 inches away from the door, that kind of thing. Like, come on, how much can you control your kid? Like seriously, a door.
Yeah, exactly.
What, the inside the house, the door no lock, man? Yeah, funny.
It was cool, like, to see how... I mean, like, the last time we had something like that, where you see characters that grew up and all, was Harry Potter.
Yeah, definitely.
When we saw Hermione, Emmy Watson, mm-hmm. Emma Watson, mm-hmm. became a... gorgeous little thing for a lot of the guys. So I can foresee Millie Bobby Brown being the same as well.
You know what? I do feel that if she, in her movie career path, if she does well, I really want to see her like the future Sigourney Weaver. Like, if there is ever a badass like in a movie, like, she will be a really good follow-up. Like, I mean, In Stranger Things, she's with Winona Ryder. Winona Ryder used to be in Aliens Resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, come two and two come together, you know, a future Aliens franchise with Millie Bobby Brown. I mean, she's already in Godzilla. That's a bit of a, not really Aliens, like, you know, like some kind of like monster flick, per se.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, then why not? She looks like a Sigourney Weaver kind of is kind of look.
Yeah, so, she has that Sigourney Weaver kind of look.
The
and I believe she will flourish as an actress herself. Yeah.
So, see lah, like, I hopefully, like, make bad decisions or anything. So, I really hope she has a very bright future ahead of her.
Yeah, I actually really like her as an actress and, you know, her character in Stranger Things as well.
Hmm.
Like, her evolution from the first one to now. Yeah.
Hmm. And another character which I kind of like more liking in this season is that
Robin.
We'll come to that later. Yeah, there's another character which I like. But the one I'm gonna talk about is Will Byers. He is definitely no longer the damsel in distress. I mean, damsel is for girls, but in the first two seasons, he's like the most like victimized character.
Yeah,
like,
he's.
I'm in pain. Help.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's stuck in the on the underside and then being tormented by the demon gorgons and all that. Mm-hmm. So in season three, he definitely is the most useful character. Like he's like the radar to detect the monsters are coming.
He's like the spider sense for them.
Yeah. And I like him in this season definitely for sure. Like in the first episode there was glimpse of him, like, you know, I wouldn't say his powers but because he has connections to the other side, and he is definitely a useful and dependable character. He's no longer the guy that requires assistance, which is very, I definitely appreciate the way his character has developed.
Actually, if you look at it, like how season 3 has played out so far, Will Byers has actually became that gung-ho hero, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm,
and where else? who is it? Mike and Lucas became the very woozy characters, you know, going into that puberty, you know, dating, and lovey-dovey, and what. They
were definitely in that first episode, like, you know, like trying to establish we are in a relationship, okay? So like, okay, we get it.
exactly.
Yeah, but yeah.
So that part I kinda liked it. Like, you know, how they made Will Byers into that role in the movie. Rather than being the wussy one, he's now like the badass one, you know, telling them, I definitely love
Will in this season, and I mean the way they have developed his character better, and I mean Winona Ryder coming back as Joyce.
Of course, she's always
badass, like,
yeah, she is,
like, the entire season there's not a time which I find her like lacking in anything or what, because she is always headstrong, so throughout the entire, even in season 3, she still retains that badass. To me, she's badass, like, you know, Ryder, so awesome. And even David Harbour coming back as the very obese chief of police, like,
from the Hellboy, like, check out my house, pipes kind of thing.
Did he work out right for Hellboy?
Yeah, he did.
How the hell they turn in from that to Hellboy?
Hollywood, bro. Hollywood. You got the money, anything can happen.
It's amazing.
They even can make me look like Arnold.
Why? Then like that, inspiration videos, you must, like, you know, do like Arnold, especially on YouTube.
I need the Moonies.
The Moonies?
And, I need the Moonies to hire someone to do that for me.
You gotta do more Sunbase.
Fucking Sunbase.
But what do you think about Chief Hopper in season 3? I guess he's more emotionally open, I guess.
Yeah, I like the idea of they giving him that father figure to L, and, you know, like, basically giving him, because in the first season, he's like, okay, this is the sheriff kind of thing. In the second season, like, this the sheriff that is the guardian of L, you know, kind of thing. Yeah. And this season is like, he's your dad.
Yep.
You know, so I like the idea of how they did that, like, you know, like, oh, building him that character, and he's very emotionally driven in this season as well. Like, he uses his emotions a lot in this season.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you know, oh shit, I know this, you know. And one more thing that I like about him in this season is how he handles situation. You know, like there's one particular situation where that Russian scientist Alexei tries to escape. He's like, oh yeah, I'll give you the keys. Oh yeah, I'll give you this. You know, and he's like, oh, you know, he's gonna run away. He's gonna come back. And all of them like, oh no, he's gonna run away. That kind of thing. Then when he came back, then he gave the smirk and all this, like, yeah.
That's where his so-called detective skills came into play.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So Jim Hopper was very entertaining to watch in this season. Yeah. Very, very entertaining.
He got roughed up pretty good, man, this season.
yeah, he did. A lot of time.
I do want to talk about the guy who played
the Russian Terminator.
I call him the Russian Terminator too, man, because his fucking jawline, like, you know how you think
his fucking jawline can cut through like anything here.
Like, it makes you, like, think, you know, is this guy human or this guy has taken a shotgun in his chest?
You know? Hey, you know, I was thinking about it, like, when I was watching, I think I can't remember which episode was. Then it came into my mind, you know, the new Terminator movie is coming out. He should be the villain, man.
Yeah, why not, Sal? I mean, he has the hair.
You can picture him and Mr. Arnold together, you know, fighting. I'm like,
okay, what is his name? I got a feeling he may have been in Terminator.
Andrei Ivanchenko. Andrei Ivanchenko.
We can further butcher people's name.
That's so bad shit, man.
Andrei Ivanchenko. Grigori, is it? That's his name, right?
Grigori, yes. Let's see, what movie has he been in? I don't think he has been in any prominent movie.
He was in Transporter. Or the TV series, okay.
He was in Return of Xander Cage.
And XXX. Yeah, XXX. Red Eric. Another Russian role, okay.
He wasn't in any prominent movies. And I mean, now you look at him, like, away from his character in, is that Stranger Things. Dude, he's a badass. Yeah, he has the build and all. Perfect villain for Terminator.
And, like, coming again to, like, spoiler scenes, there was a scene where he was about to do the choke slam on one of the professor, right?
Yeah.
With one hand, you know.
Yep.
The doctor is not exactly, like, sticks. He's, like, it's quite a dead bot kind of like body. So obviously got away. And then so he was carrying him, it was like one hand. Did you get cyborg or what, sir? Okay.
Exactly my point. When I saw when he first came into the picture and you know he was kicking ass and you know killing people and shit. I'm like, see this dude, he can be Terminator's villain, yeah.
Yeah, like
such a waste.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, if like the Terminator series wanna get a villain, I mean, get him, man. I'm down for it, sir.
Yeah, definitely.
And even the scene where he in a future episode, where there was the underground under the bedroom. Isn't that a scene like the first Terminator, sir? You know, like Terminator lift up the bed and then there was a gun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So like, that was a very good villain in the show as well.
Yeah, I definitely love him in season 3. Like, it other than the demons, like in the real world,
he was
somebody quite threatening. He could kill you with a choke slam.
So, yeah, exactly.
Andrei Ivanchenko.
He sounds like a Russian assassin. Andrei Ivanchenko.
Yeah, he sounds like...
He's going to Ivanchenko your ass, bitch.
What? He sounds like somebody who could give a vodka moist. Like, vodka, see him, vodka scared, like, wey, Russia. Yeah, so, I don't know, anybody listening, I don't know, try to look into this guy. Maybe
Ivanchenko.
Give it more likes and, you know, like...
I'll create a nickname for him. We call him the Ivanchenko-nator.
I don't know how you spell that, but okay.
Okay. Now we have to talk about Maya Hawke, aka Robin Buckley.
I
fell in love with her, man.
She's a great addition to season 3. Like, Robin. Okay. I always, whenever I talk to my girlfriend about Stranger Things, I always compare her to like new characters coming to Stranger Things. I always compare her to Lucas' younger sister. Okay, I get it. Luca's younger sister is a child. Yeah. But she is annoying as fuck.
Yep.
Like she's loud. She's irritating.
Yep.
Okay, I get it. She's a kid. Okay, I get it. But for Robin, if you look at Robin as a character, she comes in, she's not so much into your face. She fits in naturally, you know, like she's like a starting out as a co-worker with Steve. Mm-hmm. And she's like the malas kind, like whatever, you know, like do a job, like you're manipulate, you know, that kind of thing. And
exactly.
And then suddenly you start to see her development, like, you know, getting more involved with the series. Like, say, hey, this is a natural, this is how like good characters get developed.
Yeah,
like, they're
exactly.
They're not forced onto you. And they start to have like scenes where character development, you know, evolve after each episode. Mm-hmm. That's how you write a good character. I really feel that Maya Hawke did very well as Robin in Stranger Things. Like, awesome. Really.
By the way, she is Uma Thurman's and Ethan Hawke's daughter.
Yep. When they were married, Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke, for a brief time, they had a kid and and it is Maya Hawke. But unfortunately, the two of them are not together now.
Yep.
So I think Maya Hawke is what, in her early 20s, right? Something like that.
Maya Hawke. Wait, let me see.
But plays a teenager in Stranger Things. Okay.
21.
Ah, okay.
Yep.
And like, wait, how old is Steve Harrington? Steve the Hare Harrington.
Steve the Hare Harrington.
This guy, damn kasihan. The injustice done to this fella. Oh my god. Never
mind. He has such a good chemistry with the character Robin.
Yeah, yeah.
Such an amazing chemistry, the both of them.
Like, they started out working in an ice cream shop. And then one thing leads to another. It's like, oh, okay, they're like a dynamic duo in their own right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Then,
and you know, like they oh, you know, she's very into you kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
Then he was like, you know what, I like you. And next thing you know, she's like, bam, I'm lesbian, bitch.
Oh, that why they do dirty to Steve, man? Why they do that to Steve, man?
And for a moment I thought, like, yes, finally this guy has someone. And no, they give him a low blow and an uppercut.
that's mean, man. The way they do it to Steve, that's mean.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, as Steve, for him to be a returning character in season 3, like, in season 1, you kind of like still like whether you want to like him or not, because like he's like
the douchebag, you know?
Yeah, the douchebag jock kind of a thing. But then as the seasons go by, you start to see he's actually a very soft-hearted person. It's just like the jockiness is just the front.
Then when you get into season 2, he was the like the nice guy and all. Then came Billy.
He was like the big brothers. If you like Goonies. Not Goonies. What was that movie?
Which one?
The one they had a vampire and then there's a bunch of kids.
The Lost Boys.
No. Like a
bunch of kids.
There was one badass kid who rode the bicycle.
Fright Night. No.
Oh my god, I cannot remember it. It's like that, that movie. I need to find it. I can't remember the title. If I were to ask Rashi, I think probably he knows like right now.
Mm-hmm.
So basically Steve is like the big brother to Justin, more or less.
Yeah, he is.
Like,
and the thing is, you can see in this season, they actually have built cliques for the movie to explore, you know, like Hopper and what is that? Hopper, Joyce, Byers, you know, that's that one clique. You have the Robin, Steve Harrington, Dustin, and Erica, one clique. You know, then the rest is one clique. And I like how they basically built the whole movie around these three different cliques. And closer to the end, like, I don't think it's... I think it's episode 6 or 7, I can't remember. They brought all of them together at the mall. Then yeah, after yeah. they break them up again. You know, like, yeah. I think I like that. I like how they did that.
Yeah, most definitely. The way they written it in a way like so called they can expand it to a certain extent, and then mm-hmm. and then they're coming it back. So at least the story is like it's not always in one location. It's always like varied out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Exactly. Definitely. For sure. Like what else? Like, who else can you think of? Like, is one of the best returning characters?
Returning characters. I mean, besides Billy, I think Jim Hopper was a good one. Joyce Byers yeah. was a good one.
I would say 11 has lesser attention in season 3. I think like first two seasons is like a lot of focus is on to her.
On her, yeah.
Yeah, season 3 is kind of like I think it's half of it compared to the first two seasons. It's like yeah. it's now like more overall than compared to the first two seasons. I feel.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think this season they focus a lot on I mean in terms of that clique of them, I think they focus a lot on Mike, Will. I think Will got a lot more attention than even in this season.
Yeah.
But yeah. And also they try to bring in new characters, which is like people like Robin and Andrei Ivanchenko Nate.
Yeah, I gotta give it to him being a badass addition to the villain. I mean, in episode 1 starting already, he like murdered somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this guy is a better villain than La Reona. A moist ghost that should have stayed in the shadows, man. And this guy's not even a ghost. He's not a super soldier lah, but I mean he's like fucking he takes gunshots in the chest and still like hey still this guy still alive.
Yes, yeah, like they shot him in the chest, then he just like ripped off his bulletproof vest and like yeah, you know, I'm ready.
Yeah, obviously there's a reason why lah he wasn't dead lah. But then again, like he did took some shots in the knee or something like that, right? Like and suddenly he still can walk and then he rides a bike. I don't know whether the writers wrote it on purpose to give a call out to Terminator as a series but they have done it before.
Yeah.
Like Ghostbusters and all that, right? So maybe they have. I don't know.
For first second season was Ghostbusters. This season was Back to the Future.
Yep.
Yeah, you know there was so much emphasis on Back to the Future,
and of course the only other franchise that does time travel is also Terminator. So
it's there, man. It's all there.
Who else travels back in time other than the Terminator and John Connor? So and that bait scene, I don't know, I really feel that bait scene when he lift up the thing, right? Fuck, this thing looks familiar. No? It looks like the first Terminator when he was trying to get his guns. No?
Yeah, like, exactly.
So, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe someone else might have figured it out, but we'll see. Like, clever, huh?
Other than that, this episode, we can just, you know, do a vague one and probably in a future episode, we can get people like Rashid and all to come in, because I mean I think he really invested so much in the Billy character.
Yeah, so. Yeah, definitely. So, I'm for sure me and you also agree like Billy, his story is well written. I think by the end of the season is outstanding.
Yeah, they really did justice to his character.
Yeah,
and you gotta give the directors prop for that,
Yeah, so far episode 1, I think it's it's a decent entry. It doesn't really throw so much information to you yet. By episode 2, I think that's where slowly it builds up. I mean, episode 1 is more to like, hey, welcome back home, you know. Then introducing.
Welcome back home. You're going through puberty. You know.
And definitely Nancy is less irritating in this season. I wanted to hate her so much in season 2 for some reason, because I think she's kind of like... Yeah, in season 2, I was developing a little bit of hate because like the way she treated Steve and all that. Right? But then I think season 3, I like her better.
Season 3, I don't know why I wasn't invested in Steve so much.
Yeah, yeah.
I was more invested in her than Steve.
Hmm.
But
in season 3... Yeah, they have their character moments, which I guess is much more well written in season 2.
Yeah, exactly.
So for episode 1, do you think that you have anything else that you want to talk? Because I think, if we were to spend more further time, we would definitely venture into episode 2 by then.
Yeah, I think that's about it. Episode 1 is an introduction episode to, you know, so you just, you know, cannot really expect much from it rather than, oh, you know, welcome back, you know, like you say, welcome back, you know, this is us now, we are all grown up, we're in a relationship, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, you know? So, yeah, I think that's about it for episode 1.
Yeah, for those who then watch Netflix but have not actually watched the Stranger Things series, right now they have like 3 seasons. We would definitely highly recommend you check the show out. I mean, it's on Netflix, so like, you know, you can binge watch it. No problem.
Yeah, you can definitely binge watch it. I mean, I have actually binge watched season 1 all the way to season 3. So
would you think that Stranger Things is a good promo for somebody who has not subscribed to Netflix?
I think Stranger Things is one TV series that
it's a good promo for Netflix as a platform to view.
I agree. So I mean, one of the main reasons why a lot of people actually tune into Netflix is because of Stranger Things as well. So.
Yeah. Yep. So I guess that's about it for episode 1. We did so-called like summarize a little bit of a season.
Mm-hmm.
And we will definitely got more stuff in the coming episodes on episode 2 and following on.
Because the thing is, I think now a lot of people are still, you know, slowly getting into Stranger Things and all. So I guess at a little time, you know, we can dive into like more in depth about the whole season and, you know, that people can actually invest into, like, you know, what are we talking about? Now it's more we introducing season 3 as a whole and, you know, talking a little bit about episode 1.
All right, pretty much I think that's it. So
You all haven't catched Stranger Things season 3, do catch it on Netflix. 8 episodes, about 50 to an hour, 50 minutes to an hour. I think last episode was an hour. But other than that, everything was 50 minutes. So I think both of us, we highly TV series, and if you haven't watched this TV series, do check out from season 1 to season 3 on Netflix.
Yep, pretty much that's it. So we are coming to the end of our podcast, so hope you guys enjoyed. I'm one, and the other line is Mr. Fias,
aka the Andre Ivchenko Nita Sunbei, son of, daughter of La Irona Corona Moist Vodka Tequila Lady.
My god. She should have stayed in the water, man, and drowned and never come back.
She'll be too moist.
You know, if you are so wet, then you crumple like a prune. She wasn't like that at all. So she was like wet. She just wet.
She was just being slippery.
Alright, that's about it for this podcast, guys. So thank you for joining in. Alright, we will be signing off.
Sunbei!
Yeah, cheers!